Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat Zachor, March 19, 2016, 9 Adar 2, 5776, Parashat Vayikra, Leviticus 1:1 through 5:26, Maftir, Exodus 12:1 through 20, Haftarah, Esther 7:1 through 10, and 8:15 through 17. Devar Torah, Why I Love Leviticus, by Rabbi Elise Goldstein. Vayikra, Leviticus, is my favorite book of the Torah. Its first portion, also called Vayikra, appears to deal mainly with the priestly cult and laws of sacrifice, but our discussion will show. This describes the portion and successive ones only at the most basic, pshat, or simple level. As an introduction to all the upcoming portions of Leviticus, let's look at the six crucial lessons I believe are in the third book of our Torah. Lesson 1. It's all about communication. The book of Leviticus starts with the word Vayikra, and God called. God calls out to a human being, an extraordinary and challenging concept, right at the first word. The text does not begin with the more common Vayidaber, God spoke, or Vayomer, God said, but rather God called. Verse 2 goes on to instruct Moses to speak to the Israelite people and say to them, using both the roots Dalet Bet Resh and Aleph Mem Resh, speak and say. Altogether, the first two verses use three kinds of communication, call, God to Moses, and speak and say, Moses to the Israelite people. One might think the book of Leviticus is about sacrifices, leprosy, and menstruation. While it does deal with those subjects, the core of the book is about communication. And it makes us ask, who calls us, and how are we called? How do we know if we are ever called by God? Lesson 2. Communication is all about closeness. The word for sacrifice, korban, comes from the root kuf resh bet, meaning to bring near. A form of this word appears four times in the second verse, and numerous times throughout the book. How do we achieve closeness with God without knowing our sacrifices are accepted? How do we achieve closeness to each other while still retaining our individuality and uniqueness? We call out a person, we call upon a person, and we call to a person. Each way of relating to another human being is an attempt at closeness. We call out to gain attention, to be heard, to be recognized, to be found or to find. We call upon to build a community. We call to for a conversation that will help us understand one another better. Those animal sacrifices we now find so yucky were actually attempting to call out to us, to call upon us, and to call to us. Lesson 3. We needn't be afraid to address the Torah's insistence on the boundaries of purity and impurity, which are very misunderstood terms. Yes, there are many taboos in Leviticus, most notably food and sex taboos. What the Torah deems as tameh, impure, or tahor, pure, are not actually attached to cleanliness. Anthropologists note that taboos are the system by which certain objects or persons are set aside as either sacred or accursed. Such objects or persons inspire both fear and respect. How can we understand boundaries today, and a sacredness so holy it is taboo? Lesson 4. The Book of Leviticus, while seemingly about the priesthood and priestly functions, also posits for the first time the democratization of holiness. It is not just the priests who offer sacrifices. All the people bring sacrifices, men and women, Jew and non-Jew, at times of anxiety, celebration, sorrow, sin, and also everyday normalcy. All this leads to the statement, speak to the whole Israelite community and say to them, you shall be holy, kiddushim tehiyu, Leviticus 19:2. Such a provocative statement in the ancient world that lay people as well as priests can attain holiness will eventually lead to the total democratization of Judaism post-priesthood. Lesson 5. The text offers a framework for one who has anxiety over his or her status with God to regain a sense of order, even closure. I have sinned, I will sin, but I will be forgiven. In today's world, we shy away from the concept of sin. Yet Vayikra reminds us that we are fully human, and as such, flawed. In that humanity, we will all stumble and fall. Leviticus offers us a formula for getting back up. While that formula may seem antiquated, we humans still seem to need ritualized ways to feel clean, forgiven, and able to start fresh. Yom Kippur proves that. Lesson 6. Vayikra and the sacrifices tell us how our services should be: dramatic, emotive, reactive, tactile. The sacrificial rites were called avodah in Hebrew. The other meaning of the word avodah is work. To sacrifice an animal was hard work. You had to schlep it to the priest and hear him sing over it, slaughter it, and offer it with all sorts of incense and other accoutrements. Today, prayer is avodah shebalev, sacrifices from the heart. But it's still hard work, inner hard work. You need to give all of yourself, like an offering wholly burned up. Are you on fire in services? If you take Vayikra as your model, you will be. The book of Leviticus calls us Vayikra. The rest is commentary. So let's go study it. Rabbi Elise Goldstein is the founding rabbi of City Shul, downtown Toronto's new Reform congregation. Before that, for 20 years, she was the director of Kollel, the Adult Center for Liberal Jewish Learning. She is the author or editor of 4 books on women and Judaism, published by Jewish Lights Publishing.